pitch the ball to Bell. That's upfield. 40, 45, 50, 45, 40. He's in the 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Cowboys. What a run.
Kicks it left wing, Lucas. Three-point jumper. Good. 6 seconds. Rebound! Cowboys win! Cowboys win! Oh, the Cowboys are going to the Final Four! Pistols firing! Touchdown, Oklahoma State!
Okay, welcome back to the Pistol Cast. We have Q back on today to talk about Kansas and the college football landscape in general. Let's go to the podcast. Okay, Matt Quaid, welcome back to the podcast. Good to have you on again.
Good to be here. It's got another game this week to look forward to, so it's kind of nice to not have have another bye week.
Yeah, what'd you do with your weekend without OSU playing?
I'm sure Mrs. Q just continues to love me for this, but we had a Tulsa game, so you know it wasn't a bye week for us. We still had a tailgate to attend all day Saturday and a football game to go to Saturday night. So I was at the Tulsa game on Saturday, and then Sunday just did a lot of work, watched my fantasy team move to 0-4, despite the fact that I had like the third most points in the league for I think the third week maybe. I of course played the team that had Aaron Rodgers, who had like 85 points this week. Not literally 85, but something,
but probably
absurd.
Not that far off.
Yeah, something absurd. So by the way, did you see the touchdown where he was like, it looked like he was shot out of a cannon and the two Broncos guys almost hit him like right at the goal line and I think they like hit each other instead.
And he rolled over one of
them? And then he just got up and just did the belt.
Oh no, I didn't. I saw the one where he was diving and he kind of rolled over the guy and like fell into the end zone. I didn't see the belt one.
No, the belt one is phenomenal. You need to see it. It's awesome.
Okay, I'll get on NFL.com after this. Check it out.
Yeah.
By the way, fantasy question for you. I know this isn't really an NFL podcast, but I've got Cam Newton and Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. Would you try to trade Brady?
Wow, that's kind of a good point. I don't think I would try and trade Brady, though. I think I would try and trade Newton, because I feel like there's enough dumb people out there that think that Newton is going to be like great all year long.
Well, two things. First, one of the dumb person I'm trying to trade with is a million. So thanks for saying that on the podcast. And two, I actually believe in Cam Newton.
But are you trying to trade him Brady or are you trying to trade him Newton?
No, I'm trying to trade him Brady because I feel
if you're trying to trade him Brady, he's not dumb. I'm saying somebody that would take Newton would be dumb.
Yeah, I don't think people believe in Newton, really.
I don't.
I do. That's why I picked him up after week one.
Yeah, well, We'll see. They're 0-4, right?
Yeah.
I know he's putting up numbers. I know that's not necessarily,
Well, and that's my other thing. Brady's not going to play the last 2 weeks, but, they have no reason not to play Cam the last 2 weeks.
Right.
Playoffs, in a fantasy playoffs.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. Especially if you're in a league where all that matters is the playoff champion. So, that's a pretty good point.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. Let's talk college football. Some really good matchups last week that kind of turned bad in the end. We've talked about Wisconsin and Alabama a little bit on the podcast. At what point in the season do we get worried about Oklahoma State running the table and maybe getting shut out of what lies at the end of running the table?
I can already say that I'm way too worried about it at this point, considering, we're only a third of the way there. So I think maybe the point where it becomes justified to start worrying about it is after you beat, if you beat Texas and Missouri. I think at that point it's totally justified to start thinking about it and getting worried about it. But to me, those are two huge hurdles you still have to get over before you can really – And even after that, you still obviously got to beat Tech on the road, beat Iowa State in a huge trap game. You got to beat OU. There's still a lot of hurdles. But at that point, I feel like it's at least, somewhat realistic to think it could happen. And then it's just like, what's going to happen? Would we get hosed? I'm afraid we would.
Well, do you want to talk about that? Like, what would happen?
Yeah, I mean, what do you think?
I don't think we would, and here's why. Because they moved the OU-OSU game to the last weekend.
Right.
And so I don't think OU is going to lose between now and I think they're going to be 11-0. Like no
we definitely need that. We definitely need them to be 11-0.
I know, and that's kind of was going to be my point. I think I'm writing a column for the Ocali tomorrow about that we kind of have to root for OU right now.
Yeah.
Which sucks. I hate it, but we need it. Anyway, my other point was you're playing them the last week of the season, so there's not that. You know, people have complained, well, the Big 12 doesn't have a conference championship, so other conferences are going to have teams that jump them. Well, not really, because you're all playing in the same weekend.
Right.
So what happened this week where Wisconsin jumped Oklahoma State because Oklahoma State wasn't playing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that would happen, you know, based on what the voters do for that last weekend.
Right. But at this point... OSU is behind Wisconsin. So would OSU jump Wisconsin when they play Nebraska again in the Big Ten championship game?
If OSU beats an undefeated OU team at home, I would have to think so.
Yeah, maybe.
OSU's got a tougher schedule.
Yeah. We need the Big Ten to get really bad, I guess, at this point. Like, we need teams to just beat up on each other, and we need a bunch of teams to be like 7-5, except for Wisconsin, right? I mean, if that's going to be – or we need somebody to upset Wisconsin, because I think that there's no way that the LSU-Alabama winner gets beat.
See,
do you agree?
I think the LSU-Alabama winner has a better chance of getting beat than Wisconsin has it of getting beat.
I agree with you, but and that's why I kind of think neither is going to happen.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm sorry, but I think Stanford is going to run the table. I think they're going to beat Oregon at home.
Yeah, I do too.
Now, granted, I think that OSU would go ahead of Oregon. I think the Big 12 is stronger than the Pac-10 or Pac-12, and so I think that OSU would jump an undefeated Oregon. I mean, an undefeated Stanford, but yeah, that Wisconsin squad and an LSU-Alabama undefeated team makes me nervous.
And we think that all six or whatever would jump Boise, right?
Yeah, I mean, I just don't see how. I don't know. They've been ranked as high as they've ever been ranked, I think, to start the season. But I don't see how you can leave them up there with the only game they will have really played is Georgia. You know, I mean.
Yeah, and it's tough for them because you look at them and they don't really get, you know, Wisconsin gets to play Nebraska, a top 10 Nebraska team at home. OSU gets to go to Texas to probably play a top 15 Texas team. And Boise doesn't really get a chance to prove themselves. I don't think I think they're good. I think they could go undefeated in the Big 12 or the Big 10 or whatever, but they don't get the opportunity to do it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's just unfortunate for them because. You do. You kind of look at them and you say, I think they would be a top 10 team in any league, no matter what league they were in. But it's just kind of the nature of the beast, I guess, for them that they're kind of, you know, getting the shaft.
Who do you think is the best team in the country right now?
You know, I don't feel like I've watched enough of some of these other games, but I think Wisconsin is the best team.
Really?
I think Wisconsin is better than LSU or Alabama.
Why?
I just think that I think Wisconsin's running game will overpower LSU or Alabama if they were to play. And I think Wisconsin's defense is strong enough to kind of neutralize the things that LSU or Alabama do well offensively.
At what point do we start looking into this? Well, not looking into, but start complaining about this Russell Wilson thing. About him transfer. I know we talked about this last week, but about him transferring to Wisconsin from North Carolina State.
Well, we didn't talk about it last week. You may have talked about it with someone else, but we didn't talk about it. But yeah, I guess, you know, like, what was the deal? He had a year of eligibility left and he graduated from NC State. So as long as you're able to get into a graduate program somewhere, you can play one more year. Is it kind of like the
Masoli?
No, I wasn't thinking of Masoli, though that's the same thing, I guess. I was thinking about the Duke point guard that went and played at Syracuse last year.
Paulus.
Paulus. I mean, is it kind of the same deal? Like,
The rule is that the graduate program has to have a graduate degree that you couldn't get at your undergraduate school.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Which is okay. I mean, do I think Russell Wilson really wants to go get a graduate degree in whatever he's doing that wasn't offered at North Carolina State? Maybe. I don't know. But
yeah,
you know, it doesn't hurt that they have 5 330-pound linemen either.
No, and in Russell Wilson's defense, if we're even needing to defend him, like when he was interviewed after the game with Chris Fowler, like he seemed like a pretty tight dude, and he even dropped Passion Bucket for a DP reference.
Really?
Which, yeah, it was pretty awesome. So you ought to check that out on YouTube. He just kind of smirked and dropped the Passion Bucket line. It was pretty funny.
I like it. That's
but he seemed like a really good dude. Like it made me even more of a Wisconsin fan than I kind of already am.
Yeah, I love Wisconsin. I don't love Wisconsin. I like Wisconsin a lot. I need them to lose right now, but I do like Wisconsin.
Well, and here's the thing. Like, if OSU's going to lose, I probably want Wisconsin or Boise to win it all.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
So that's the thing. I kind of don't want Wisconsin to lose if we're going to lose. Yeah. So, but we're not going to lose. So.
Okay, let's talk about us losing or winning. Kansas at home this weekend. The spread is 33. What's OSU trying to do in a game like this?
Just not have anybody get hurt and win by 4 touchdowns.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you want to win by 28. I think anything less than 4 touchdowns kind of doesn't look good as bad as Kansas is. Mm-hmm. I don't think you want a national score going out when there's no TV. I don't think you want a national score coming across ESPN that says something like 45-30. You know,
I
don't think you want that. So I think you want to definitely handle them. I don't think you want them to score more than 20 points. And I think you just want to make sure nobody gets hurt. I mean, as soon as you feel like the game is in control, you know, in the second half, if it's at halftime, I think the whole second half, you don't have Whedon or Blackman in there.
Yeah, but I think they will have them in there, don't you?
They'll probably play them the whole third quarter. Or at least into the third quarter.
I mean, they played most of the fourth quarter against Tulsa.
Yeah, but you also have to remember that was leading up. Of course, this is leading up to Texas. I don't know. I don't know. I thought that was bizarre, and I don't feel like Gundy's always done that. I feel like we've pulled guys in blowouts earlier than that normally.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that was a one-time deal or if there's going to be some kind of pattern behind that.
Well, Kansas just lost at home to Tech 45-34. I got ripped for having Tech in my top 25 this week.
Yeah.
Do you agree with people ripping on me for that?
No, I mean, they're 5-0. Five or four?
I think they're 4-0.
Okay, they're 4-0. I mean, you know, at some point, if a team's undefeated, you've got to just throw them a bone and rank them 24 or 25, right? I mean, I don't think it's terrible. I also don't think that they're going to be ranked, you know, a few weeks from now, but
right.
But no, I don't think it's terrible.
Did you see any of the Baylor Kansas State game?
I did not. I mean, I saw the highlights, but I did not see any of the game live.
I think my favorite tweet that I saw afterwards was because you got all these tweets going around, you know, Robert Griffin has more touchdowns than incompletions and
right.
All this stuff. My favorite tweet that I saw after the game was Robert Griffin now has more interceptions than conference wins. I thought that was pretty snarky.
That is snarky, but I like it. I mean, and the thing is I'm kind of a closet Robert Griffin fan. Like, I don't like Baylor, but he's kind of a cool dude, right?
I know. Like, if he played at Iowa State, I'd be all over him.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, didn't you have Kansas as your preseason Big 12? Do you have that document on you, by the way?
I may. Let me, yeah, I do, I believe. It's
okay.
Right here.
Okay. Let's see how we're doing so far.
Yeah, let's see. I had Kansas as my Big 12 sleeper going 6-6.
Okay,
At this point, I had them down as 3-1.
And what are they? They're 1-3, aren't they?
Are they? Or did they beat Northern? They're 2-2. They beat Northern Illinois.
Oh, okay.
So they're 2-2.
Yeah, 2-2.
So, you know, I still got a chance there. But I missed one of them that I had. Let's see. Baylor at 4-8. That's not looking like a good call for me at all at this point. I had them losing to TCU. I did correctly have them losing to K-State, so I'm only one off my pace right now.
They're not going 4-8, bro.
They may not go 4-8, but they may go 5-7.
No.
They may.
They're not.
They may. Iowa State, wow. I've already lost that one because I had they started out 3-0, so I lost that one by the end of week three. K-State, I had them at 6-6. It looks like they're well on their way to that at least. You know, they've only got to go 2-6 the rest of the way, which at the same time, though, they've still got OU, they've still got OSU, they've still got A&M, they've still got Texas. So they've still got some tough games. They may end up, you know, 7-5. I had Missouri 8-4. I had them winning their first three, which was incorrect after Gina Mizell's Sun Devils got them in week two.
Gina Mizell reference. I like that.
Yeah. I have Texas at 9-3, and so far I'm correct there. They're 4-0. I picked all those games right.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I had A&M at 8-4, and I had them beating Arkansas, so I'm one down on that one. And then Tech, I have Tech at 5-7, and so I'm one off the pace on that one because I had Kansas beating them. So Kansas is coming to haunt me in a lot of fronts.
Yeah, you were thinking of the Jacques Vaughn era where they had the little circular window on the shorts with the little Jayhawk in it.
Yeah, the half circle.
You're thinking about how much you love those uniforms, and it just kind of got to you, I think.
Yeah, I wear those shorts quite a bit. It's good stuff.
What did I have Iowa State at?
I didn't write yours down. I figured you had it archived electronically, you know, via our voices. I also figured you probably wrote it down yourself. Although you've already kind of gone against the grain and picked against what you picked to start the season. And that's the thing, you know, I mean, I'm going to stay true to these.
Wait. What are you talking about?
Well, originally I thought you had OSU beating A&M. And then, you know, that Friday you got blasted because you came out and picked A&M to beat OSU.
Well, I did originally have OSU beating A&M like in August. I mean, I don't know. Do I have to like stay true to my picks the whole year?
Well, I mean, you know, a true fan would.
Oh yeah, a true fan. Yeah, my bad. That's on me. I want to talk about my Iowa State pick though. How good they've looked so far this year.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you had them at least 7-5, right? You had them going to a bowl game.
I can't find my picks here.
But yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, I was kind of surprised. I thought that spread was just ridiculous going into the Texas game. I think it was 9.5 or 10, and I was going, man, Iowa State's definitely gonna you know, cover that or stay within that. And then Texas came out and just lit the world on fire. You know, by halftime you're going, holy crap, that Texas game in 2 weeks is really scary for OSU. But Iowa State kind of weathered the storm, and you know, Texas kind of shut it down a little bit, and the second half didn't do as much. And but yeah, Iowa State, I mean, I'm impressed. Nice pick. You know, I'll pat you on the back. That's fine.
Yeah, no, that's what you should be doing. So. I think I had Tech at like 4-8 though, and I don't really think they're going 4-8. So, speaking of Kansas,
yep.
Can you name, let's play a little game.
Okay.
I don't know what we're going to call this, but, can you name Kansas's quarterback?
Is it Jared Faust?
No. Who is that?
I just made it up. I have no idea who that is. It's not a real name.
Well, it's about to be. Jared Faust.
Did you Google it?
Yeah. There's nine people named Jared Faust in the U.S. He's on Twitter. You can hit him up after this.
Nice.
You got any other guesses? Can you name me a Kansas player?
I don't. Turner Gill's their coach. Zach McGinty was a trainer for them last year. You know, Bill Self's their basketball coach.
That's good.
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I've got no idea. And I don't know if that shoots my credibility way down or if that just says something about the Kansas program and its state.
Probably both. Jordan Webb is their quarterback. He's a sophomore.
Okay.
He's currently throwing for 203 yards a game, which comes in, looks like eighth in the conference, just ahead of Kendall Wright. who's a wide receiver for Baylor.
Okay.
And the two Texas dudes. And Colin Klein only throws for 120 yards a game for Kansas State.
Okay.
Which is kind of unbelievable. But actually, let's do this. Can you name me the top five quarterbacks in the Big 12? Like, rank them in terms of passing yards per game.
Can I guess them?
Yeah, yeah.
Whedon, number one.
Yeah.
Robert Griffin, number two.
No.
Landry, number two.
Yeah.
Robert Griffin, number three.
No.
Robert Griffin, number four.
Yeah.
Tannehill, number five.
Yeah.
And number three.
That makes for great radio right there.
Those noises I'm making, you like that?
That's awesome.
Missouri's quarterback.
No.
I have no idea.
How about Seth Dagey for Texas Tech?
Yeah, I didn't even know who their quarterback was.
I don't even know if that's how you say his name.
I don't know. I like to pride myself on sometimes having a life outside of.
Are you taking shots at me now?
Or no, what? I'm not taking shots at you. You didn't know how to say it, but I don't know his name, and so, you know, I've tried to kind of put my life in perspective a little bit and just focus on my team, and you know, let the other teams come to me.
Let the other teams come. That's.
So on game week, you know, I tend to ratchet up my attention to other teams, that team that we might be playing. But
that's fair. I think that's how most fans do it, though. You know, and I feel like I've tried to run the blog that way. Like, we don't. I mean, I don't know. I care about Big 12 teams in as much as
they affect OSU.
As they affect OSU, or if I want to make fun of them if they do something dumb, you know. And it's like.
Or if there's a cool story.
I care about Big 12 teams, I will say, more than other teams nationally for the most part. Mm-hmm. But I can't get into Iowa State football unless it's going to directly affect OSU.
Yeah. I agree.
So, and you know what? I don't want to talk about Kansas football anymore. I want to talk briefly with you because I feel like this is kind of, you know, we started this last year during basketball season. I want to get your. I mean, are you excited about the OSU basketball season? We're what, 30 days away from first game?
Yeah, you know, honestly, I haven't thought about the basketball season at all, just because football is so exciting. I think, you know, if OSU is to lose a game in football, my collective excitement for the season is going to drop by, you know, scores of notches.
Do what? What does that mean?
Well, you know what a score is, right? Like Abraham Lincoln and a score.
Yeah, like four score.
Right. So, you know, those are 20s.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, you might say that my excitement would go down a couple notches. I'm saying it would go down scores of notches, 20s of notches.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So if I'm at like a 96 and I were to go down scores, that would be two or three scores. I'd be down to like 76, 56, 36, like type of deal.
Okay.
Notches, 36 notches. Does that make sense? Okay. Anyway, I don't know if I have any listeners left at this point, but no, I just, if OSU's to lose a football game, then my excitement will turn considerably towards basketball. Not considerably, like I'm not going to just not pay attention to football anymore, but I'll actually start paying a little bit of attention to basketball. You know, like in other words, I haven't. It's kind of similar to like the Texas Tech quarterback situation. Like I haven't really been paying attention to OSU basketball at all, or even thought about it, just because there's too much excitement in football to really think about basketball yet. I did see your video today on the bullets, and just your kind of what if statement of what next year, you know, 2012-13 could be. And that would be insane. You know, I think this year, I mean, just from the little bit, I guess, that I have kind of thought about it, even though I just said I haven't thought about it at all. I do think that this year they will be better than people think they'll be.
Yeah, I agree. Are you done?
Yeah, sorry.
No, somebody just sent me a link to, I can't even believe I'm about to say this on the air, but this link to the 100 most jacked NFL players. in the league.
Yeah.
And there were, actually the reason they sent it to me was because Kendall Hunter was on it.
That's what I was just going to say. I should have said it before you said it. I bet he's on there.
But I don't know where he is, and I feel really weird and creepy looking through it.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. I mean, that's one of those things where you wonder, is this a site designed more for males or females at that point?
Guess what number Tebow is, by the way?
I'm going to guess Tebow is 16.
No. Are you serious?
What? Is he number one?
No.
Oh. 82.
67.
Oh. Dude, he's jacked. Have you seen that picture of him playing golf?
Yeah, they have it on here. Why are we talking about this? Let's talk about something else. What did I have? Basketball. Yeah, I'm excited. I think next year is going to be better, but I think this year could be at least interesting. And I think it could be fun, depending on how LeBron pans out and if he acts like an idiot or if he takes, a good role in leadership and steps up and plays well.
Right.
I'm not sold on him yet, but, I'm holding out hope that he will be everything that everybody thinks he's going to be.
Yeah.
So. I can't find Kendall Hunter on this list, and I don't want to look through it anymore because I feel weird. So, that's about all I got for this week. I appreciate you joining us, Q. We were all over the place today.
I feel like we brought the listeners just a little mixed bag of things to talk about, to think about, to digest. I mean, it was a very sports animal kind of podcast, and that's not really what we shoot for. I mean, we like to have a plan, and even though we kind of had a plan, we came in and we veered off of it. But I mean, the good thing is I'm not yelling at people like Gideon or Bobby Thompson to like look things up for me. I'm capable of typing in Google.com myself or Wikipedia.
By the way, has Traber figured out who Steven Garcia is yet?
I doubt it. Some guy was calling in today on my way home, and I don't know why I put myself through this. I turned to it, even though, they don't talk about OSU hardly at all. And then the stuff they do talk about, they don't know what they're talking about. But this guy called in and he was talking about,
says the guy who can't name a Kansas player.
True. But I'm also not on the sports animal, and I don't get paid to know this stuff all day long. Right. Cause then I would, it'd be freaking awesome. But they're talking about the Illinois Northwestern game. And I guess it was actually Bobby Thompson picked Illinois, and he was talking about how he's never picking Illinois again. He's over that. And Traber goes, yeah, they're terrible. And Bobby Thompson goes, well, I mean, they're 5-0. And he goes, yeah, but they're still terrible. And then they started talking about Dan Persa, and I'm sitting here going, Traber doesn't know who Dan Persa is, right? There's no way he does. He'd never, really kind of like acknowledged. He's like, yeah, Dan Persa's pretty good. It's like he just makes these arbitrary statements based on like nothing really, because he doesn't know who they are.
It's like Pat Jones. Pat Jones, he'll say like eight sentences and you're like, I don't even know what he just said.
Right.
Well, he's an excellent player. He plays well on Saturdays. He goes out there and does a good job. But he's got a lot to work on, and hopefully he'll get better in the off season. It's like, what does all that mean?
Exactly.
So okay, Q, appreciate you coming on. We will talk to you after the Kansas game. Looking forward to Texas next weekend.
Sounds good. Hook 'em.
Talk to you later.
See ya.
Bye.